is what an owl says, but it's also what we're figuring out. It's your favorite game you can play without a subscription. Here's the rules. I have two people, and I'll give you some facts about them, and you see if you can tell me who they are before I tell you. This character was born in Pennsylvania in 1965. They had a relatively difficult childhood, having troubles early in school and dealing with a new life with his stepfather around. They have a love for hockey and basketball, but was oblivious to the fact of being bad at basketball. After getting a job with the regional business's local branch, he became a successful salesman, winning his company's top salesman award in consecutive years, 1996 and 1997. This success propelled him to taking the manager position at a young age. He had a very unique management style, seeing his employees more as friends than employees. His sense of humor always showed, especially with his favorite joke, "That's what she said," that made its way even to unprofessional moments. On top of being a successful paper company manager, he even wrote, directed, and starred in a fictional spy movie, Threat Level Midnight, and released a book titled Somehow I Manage. This character was played by actor Steve Carell. Do you know who this character is? It's Michael Scott. This band was formed in Los Angeles in 1982. They released music here and there and gained a decent following, but wouldn't make their international breakthrough until the release of their 1991 album, produced by Rick Rubin. One single from the album reached number one on the modern rock chart, and another hit number two on the Billboard Hot 100, the band's highest position to date. The album's tour also featured bands such as Nirvana, Pearl Jam, and Smashing Pumpkins. Many members cycled through the band due to drug issues and disputes among members, but two original members still remain in the group today, with a third being around since 1988. Their sound is unique and often resonates with the California rock scene, mixing rock, funk, hip-hop, and psychedelic rock. They're one of the best-selling bands of all time, with over 120 million records sold worldwide, and they hold the record for most number one singles, 15, most weeks at number one, 91, and most top 10 songs, 28, on Billboard's Alternative Songs chart. They also have won 3 Grammy Awards and were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2012 and received a Hollywood Walk of Fame star in 2022. Some of their biggest hits include Under the Bridge, Danny California, and Give It Away. Do you know who this band is? It's the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And that wraps up Who Are You?
AFM Naples, the Eagle.